In a little cafe, just the other side of the border. He was just sitting there giving me looks that made my mouth water. So I started walking her way. She belonged to Batman Jose. And I knew, yes I knew, I should leave when I heard her say, to dance in my arms, she felt so inviting. And I just couldn't resist her, just a little kiss, so exciting. And I heard the guitar player say, Vamos, Jose's on his way. And I knew, yes I knew, I should run. But then I heard her say, yeah, come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man, so big and so strong. Come a little bit closer, I'm all alone, and the night is so long.
And the music stopped when I looked, the cafe was empty.
Hello, that was Come a Little Bit Closer by Jay and the Americans. So Elizabeth.
Yes.
Okay, sorry. I wasn't sure if we were just getting into it already, but how are you this morning?
Alright, we're having some mic difficulties today where someone had locked it, but I've got it under control now.
Okay.
Alright. I'm doing fantastic today. Looking forward to our 3-day weekend for Patriots Day.
Yes, me too.
Given that I'm not a native Massachusetts person, I'm not used to having a day off for Patriots Day, so I'm excited for this little throw-in holiday.
Yeah, me too. She's talking about Patriots Day, so Marathon Monday, as I like to call it. Are you gonna go see the marathon?
Yes, I'm very excited. I am part of the marathon team here, and I know that we have, I think there are like 100 people associated with Tufts or part of the Tufts Marathon team right now who are running the marathon this Monday, which is so incredible to me. My marathon coach is very into communication, so we've gotten lots of photos from past marathons. He's amazing, and I'm seeing a lot of rain for this marathon. A lot of rain on the forecast, so God bless everyone who's going out there and running it in the rain. I think that's incredible.
Yes, I'm also very excited to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I was talking with my roommate who gets very hyped up for marathons. I know she runs cross country for
mm-hmm.
Tufts,
mm-hmm.
As well as she's from a running family. I know that her mother runs, and her mother has run the Boston Marathon, I believe.
Wow.
So I don't know if her mom is doing it this year, but last night she was talking about who she wants to win.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So she's, like, really into it if she knows, like, the individual people who are fast enough to win.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, she doesn't know him personally, but...
But, yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
Yeah, no,
yeah.
She was... Yeah, basically, she said she'd be ecstatic if any American woman won. So that's what she wants to see.
Oh, very nice.
She had a specific person she was rooting for, but honestly, I cannot remember.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just signed up for my half marathon So I am getting, I'm ready. I'm on the track to hopefully one day I'll run the Providence Marathon. I don't know if I'll ever be fast enough to run the Boston Marathon. Because that's like, I found this incredible. You have to qualify for these like big ones like New York City Marathon.
Yeah.
But not only do you have to qualify, there are people whose jobs it is to quality control the times. Like they double, like there are people who go through and make sure that the time that you submit is actually a real time and not you just trying to get into the marathon.
Mm.
How crazy is that? Like people have that job where they just comb through the times.
Yeah, I mean, makes sense, but
yeah,
I never thought of that.
Yeah.
That's cool. When is your half marathon going to be?
June 3rd. It is called the Twin Lobster Half Marathon.
Very nice.
It was 50% chosen because of the name. The other 50% was because of the location. It's in see, as a New Yorker, I would say Gloucester, but I've been informed by my Massachusetts roommate that it is Gloucester, or like I don't remember. It's not Gloucester. Mm-hmm. Which is right along the water. So as you're running along the ocean.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Have you ever done a half marathon before?
I have not. I think the maximum distance I've ever run is 7 miles.
Okay.
But once you get to 7 miles, you are more than halfway. So I figure if I keep with my training plan, I'm currently in week one of the training plan.
Good.
I will make it. So I'll be fine.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you.
So up next, we have I'll Tell Me Ma by the Young Dubliners. And I will go a little bit into this song and then the next song after it plays. But hope you enjoy.
The girls alone, to pull my hair and stole my comb. That's all right till I go home. She's handsome, she's pretty, she's the belle of Dublin City. She's Carton 123. Please won't you tell me who is she? Albert Mooney says he loves her, and all the boys are fighting for her. They knock at the door, they ring at the bell. Oh my jewel, oh are you well? Out she comes as white as snow, rings on her fingers and bells on her toes. Jenny Morrissey says she'll die. She doesn't get the fellow with her overnight. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Dublin City. She is Carton 123. Please won't you tell me who is she? Let the wind and the rain and the hail blow high, snow comes shoveling from the sky. She is sweet as apple pie, she'll get her own lad by and by. When she gets a lad of her own, she won't tell her man, she goes home. Let them all come as they will, Albert Mooney she loves still. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Dublin City. She is Carton 123. Please won't you tell me who is she? Well,
I'll Tell Me Ma by the Young Dubliners. Starting off with a little Irish music this morning because I recently got a card in the mail, which I don't really check my mailbox.
I know.
That often, yeah. Which it typically isn't a problem because no one really sends me mail.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very nice. My parents had actually, they sent me a St. Patrick's Day card, just like, hi, like, can't wait to see you, because they came up a couple weekends ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so, yep.
Yeah, so it was funny because I got this card maybe last week. Of course, it's for St. Patrick's Day, which was a very long time ago. But you can tell, like, my mother wrote out, like, oh, dear Bridge,
mm-hmm.
like, can't wait to see you, love, mom and dad. But it's in her handwriting.
Mm-hmm.
So then my dad wrote a separate little note that's like, play some Irish songs on WMFO for me.
Aww.
Of course, that would have made sense near St. Patrick's Day.
But you didn't check your mailbox.
Yes. But we are playing some Irish songs now. So just a few. I'm not gonna bombard you with them. Not the entire hour, but up next we do have N17 by the Saw Doctors, which is also a favorite of mine. And my just growing up, I'm fairly Irish and
really?
Yes. Yeah. What yeah, in case you're wondering, my name is Bridget. Spell it the Irish way, that kind of thing. Just some people don't pick up on it.
Yeah.
But so N17 is one of the songs that my dad would play a lot at home. So hope you enjoy.
Yeah.
that was You Can't Hurry Love by Phil Collins, and up next we have Send Me On My Way by Rusted Root.
Well, pick me up with golden hand. Oh, me say, oh, me tell you to run.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I'm over to see, over to y'all. Well, I would like to hold my little hand. I'll be back.
That was Send Me On My Way by Rusted Root. And up next, I'd like to play The Distance by Cake.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's by Cake, we are going to play this lovely PSA from Cake about hearing loss.
We're John and Vince from the band Cake, and we're fast losing our hearing. and music is our only livelihood, so it really leaves us in a desperate and depressing situation. If we had worn earplugs, if we had been smart, we could have averted this, but now it's pretty much over.
So wear your earplugs, please.
Yes, you heard it here first. Wear your earplugs.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes.
Probably a good thing.
Yeah. But as I said, here's The Distance by Cake. Just to start off, I'm, as we mentioned earlier, getting excited about the marathon.
So excited.
We're going to play some running-themed songs, which The Distance is not quite running, but I...
Now, that's got a running theme.
Yeah. So, it's about car racing, like the actual language in the song.
Mm.
But it is... like I would listen to it right before running cross country races.
No way.
Yes.
Not Fergalicious?
Fergalicious was during cross country races.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
So I run track here at Tufts, but
she's awesome. She made finals in her hurdles. I went and saw it. It was incredible.
Thank you, Elizabeth. But I run track here, ran track in high school. Although doing track, I do hurdles, I do shorter distances. I only ever did one season of cross country because I don't particularly enjoy distance running.
I'm pretty sure the words that you have said to me once are, I will never run more than a mile. Like, it is your goal to never run more than a mile.
Oh, well, if that's my goal, I really haven't done that well. but in a race.
In a race.
Yeah, in college, I definitely don't want to do that. I'm kind of concerned, like, once I get out of college,
mm-hmm.
I don't really know if I would want to find, like, club track anyway. I'm sure they have it, but, like, I feel like more of the races.
Go back to swimming.
I could. Yeah, I could.
See, we have a multifaceted varsity athlete in our midst. Cross country, track, and varsity swimming. So I feel like you've got plenty of options at your disposal, at your fingertips.
Okay. But yeah, no, I feel like more of the running races, mm-hmm, like once mm-hmm. you get older, it's like,
that is
oh,
true.
Hey, run anywhere, like run a 5K or a half marathon. And like that's what running is considered,
yeah,
as opposed to my sprinting.
Mm-hmm. And but, hurdles.
Yes.
You don't see many 50-year-old women out there doing hurdles.
You do not. That could be me.
That could be you. You could be a trendsetter.
Yeah, we'll see. But yeah, so before we start, for the first season of, so first and only season of cross country, would listen to, so I like to get songs stuck in my head because the race was long, it got boring.
Yeah.
I got bored. But also on my team, when the girls' race was going on, the tradition was like the boys would come and cheer for the girls.
Aww.
And there was this one very steep hill, like you were glad you were wearing spikes because like you wanted to dig your, like you needed to dig your feet in the ground so you wouldn't slip.
Okay.
That kind of steep. And the boys would come and play Fergalicious as
they were
running up the hill.
Got it.
Yeah, just as extra motivation
to
get there. That was at, so I'm from New Jersey, that was at Greystone, which used to be our home course, although apparently they redid it, so I don't know how they rearranged it, so I don't know if the steep hill's there anymore, but I know, Fergalicious is just a great running song.
I know that is one of your favorites as a pre-race warm, or I'm sorry, here, I believe it's in part of the playlist, the pre-race playlist at track.
Yeah, it's just so upbeat.
Yeah,
you know?
It is.
Gotta have it. Although for cross country, I feel like you needed slightly slower songs because if it was too upbeat, I'd go out too fast and die.
That is a common thing that happens to me. My dad and I do this is my favorite part about running is running with my dad when I'm home, and like we used to run a lot for like 10 years. Starting when I was 8 years old, we'd run together. And our annual appearance so that everyone could see us running would be at the Labor Day 5K in our town. And we have a thing where like once the entire first mile and a half is uphill, like the entire thing.
Mm.
And as a little kid, that's hard.
Yeah.
And so my dad would always be like, oh, after the first mile and a half, you're basically done. Like, sure, there are more uphills, but like if you go into it thinking it's a mile and a half race, not a 3 mile race, you're fine. And so we would get to the top of this hill, but I would always go out at an insane pace and think that I could keep going, and I would hit a wall at 2 miles. I'd be like, my side hurts, I'm tired, I was like 10 years old. And let me tell you, this continued until I was like 16. I would go out way hard. And like, we'd always start at the back of the pack to try to, like, you know, when everyone's like trying to go at once. And yeah, sure, the horn goes off, but you don't actually start running for the first like minute, because it takes a while for everyone to start. So I'd be like amped up, buzzing with energy, ready to go. And then we'd actually start running, and I would like, boom, we're going hard.
Yeah.
And then my dad would be able to keep us going. Like, I would hit that wall and want to stop, and he'd be like, come on, we can do it. So it's a little inspiration. Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So here is The Distance.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up, churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank, fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns, their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down, the fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man, still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up, and long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone, all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. Flashbulbs, no wine. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel-shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade, cause he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up, and long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's striving and driving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. Cause he's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone, all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. He's going the distance.
That was Dog Days Are Over by Florence and the Machine. And up next, we have Run, Run, Run by, who's that by? Celeste.
Buckingham.
Very nice. Have I heard this? Is this a song that I would know? I'm going to say that.
I don't know. Okay. Maybe. I mean, a lot of these songs that I know that I now have on my marathon playlist are from Jordan's Frisbee playlist. Mm. And so it's a lot of like really amped, good like workout music. And so we've just been listening to a lot of music these past few days. And every time I hear a song, I'm like, ooh, like this will be good for when I'm on mile 9 of my half marathon. Like I will just put it in the playlist. So,
okay.
It's a good one.
I don't know. I don't know if I've heard it, but I feel like a lot of times I say like, oh, I don't know this song. And then it plays and I'm like, okay, I do know it, just not by name. So let's see which it is.
All is fair in love and war, but all I do is love you more. Our love is crazy, unhealthy, but I can't keep from you, baby, so you say, why even bother? Set this love, set me on fire. How I wish you'd be the victim so you'd see just how I'm feeling.
You better know that I have conditions. I make the rules and make the decisions. And
No dark sarcasm. shit! Stand still, laddie!
That was Another Brick in the Wall, part two, by Pink Floyd. And before that, we had Run, Run, Run by Celeste Buckingham, which I actually did not know. I did not recognize once it started, so that was a first for me. It was good. And up next, we have 4 or 5 Seconds.
A more modern song, like a more today song, you know?
Okay, yes. And 4 or 5 Seconds is from Rihanna and Kanye West and Paul McCartney. Wow, that is...
A very, very wild mix-up.
Yeah.
You don't really see those all together.
Yeah.
Ever.
Let's hear it.
All right, here we go.
I think I've had enough. I might get a little drunk.
Sun was shining, I'm positive. Then I heard you was talking trash.
I bought a mystery.
Hold me back, I'm about to spaz.
Yeah, I'm about 4 or 5 seconds from wildin'. And we got 3 more days till Friday. I'm trying to make it back home by Monday.
Jail tonight. Promise you'll pay my bail. See, they wanna buy my pride, but that just ain't up for sale. See, all of my kindness, it's taken for weakness. Now I'm 4 or 5 seconds from wildin'.
Trying to make it back home by Monday morning. I swear I wish somebody would tell me, ooh, that's all I want. 4 or 5 seconds from wildin'. And we got 3
That was My Sweet Lord by George Harrison. And up next, we have People Are Strange from The Doors.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. All right, yeah. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name.
That was People Are Strange by The Doors. And up next, we have Black Mambo by Glass Animals. But before that, just like to remind you that this is DJ Bridge, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio.
Lazy.